thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. It's time to talk flicks. Mr. Lee is here as well. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's Wednesday. It's Talking Flicks today.
Yes, and is this what? This is new, our opening.
Yeah, I thought I'd give you a little surprise. Do you like it? Do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah? Yeah.
I love it. It's so good. I'm sitting here just going, wow, with my mouth open, and I'm just going, wow, that sounds so good.
I just thought I'd put some... Instead of put some Academy Award Oscar music behind it, so every time you hear it.
You know what? I could hear that Hollywood buzz in the background, and I went, you're just jabbing it in a little bit harder each week.
Rubbing it a bit more. My bragging rights continue. So this is going to go on for the next 12 months, Mr. Lee. I hope you know that. Today's movie is A Working Man, Jason Statham, Mr. Lee. He's back. And, of course, any Jason Statham big blockbuster, you know it's going to be great.
Oh, you know there's going to be a bit of gunfire. You know there's going to be a bit of action. And that's what we love. And it is such a great movie. I love Jason Statham as an actor. And it's funny because last weekend, I was watching some Jason Statham movies and I just went, yeah, this is just so good.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's have a listen to the trailer and then we're going to meet our Talking Flickster.
When my wife passed and I left the Royal Marines, a lot of people would have given up on me. You gave me a job. You were patient with me. You, Carla, Jenny, you're my family.
Excuse me.
It's not your business.
I'm good, boss.
Levin, was that some military shit?
Hey, you didn't see anything.
Just get my back if I ever need it.
Jenny's missing.
She went out with her friends on Friday.
The police don't have the resources to work these cases. They take a report and forget about it.
Please, find our daughter.
Where's the girl?
You a cop?
You wish I was a cop.
Yo, these guys are next level.
Look at those Brits. You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Let's play.
If you shot a foot to the left, I'll be dead.
I wanted you dead, you'd be dead. I will be your weapon sommelier for this evening. This is the real beast here. M14. Pulled direct from Saddam's palace. Then I added a Bluetooth scope.
Where is she?
There's a special place, high rollers only. They can do anything as long as they pay.
Gangs, the mob, corrupt government officials, they're all involved in human trafficking. You're in the payroll too.
You killed your way into this. You're gonna have to kill your way out of it.
Food as much.
All of this is for a girl.
I'm not stopping until I bring her home.
That's for slapping that woman.
That woman was my wife. That's for slapping your wife.
Who are you? What are you?
Welcome to the podcast, Zane. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. How's your week been? I've already said what I've been doing. What have you been up to this week already?
Not much. Just went to Sydney over the weekend and watched the MJ musical. So that was something.
Oh, yes. I heard it's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. See, we want to send Mr. Lee, but... I worry he might try some of the dance moves. he's a real crutch grabber, that one. So, maybe not. His own crutch, of course.
Of course. Yes. Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. But anyway, we're here to talk about A Working Man, in cinemas now. Sorry, we can digress quite easily, can't we? Sorry.
Oh, dear.
It's hard not to talk about The King.
Oh, absolutely. So tell me, Zane, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was brilliant. You know, being a Jason Statham movie, it's what you'd expect. It's action. It's fun. It's the perfect popcorn flick is what it is. Mm. A movie you can just tune out and just enjoy. That's what the cinema is all about.
It is. Very true. Very true. How would you describe his journey in the film? So talk us through Levon Cade, isn't it? That's who we're following. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
plays a Royal Marine.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
No, it's his character. It's more a journey of vengeance, let's say. I'm not sure how much character development he would have, but it's kind of tapping into his old life a little bit, you know, because the story is he's a Marine. He put that life behind him to start a new one. And he has to resort to some of his bloodier methods to get the job done.
Mm.
So his journey's, more like accepting who he is, I guess, as a soldier and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And what he is, he's working for a construction company, and his family is the construction family. And the owner of the business, his daughter gets kidnapped and starts being a human trafficking part, and he goes trying to find her.
Yeah, that's right. He goes on the hunt.
Yeah. And, like, we're not saying anything out of place here because it's all in the trailer, as we heard, so we're not saying anything to, you know, wreck the movie. So, Zane, tell me, what was the pace of the film? Was it just action from the start to the finish? Was it, you know, a little bit of, oh, you know, and then back into the action?
It builds, yeah.
If you've seen the previous movie Jason Statham was in, The Beekeeper, then the pacing is very similar. It's mostly action, but some nice emotional moments sprinkled in there. So it's not just mind-numbing, let's say.
Which is good. And I have to say, this is the same director as The Beekeeper as well. So we know The Beekeeper is a brilliant movie, and it's getting a sequel as well. So I'm very happy about that.
Very awesome.
Mm, yeah. So tell me, would you recommend this movie to others?
Absolutely. If you like action films or any of the other Jason Statham movies, then you can't go wrong with this one.
Mm. In one of those movies where, I guess, you know, a lot of fight scenes. I know that in the trailer we see that scene of the guy who's swinging that chair over the pool. like that to me was great. But yeah, lots of explosions and things like that. It's typically what you're after when you want a really good action flick, isn't it?
Absolutely. If it's all about those big set pieces and kind of hell yeah kind of moments.
Was there a moment in the film that really stood out to you that you think really set the film apart, like a part that really had you hooked?
Oh, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I think earlier on in the film, the first major fight scene, you see the characters, basically what his skill set is comprised of. I think that really sets the tone for what the rest of the film will be, and I think that really gets you into the zone of this is going to be awesome.
And so was there things like visual effects? Were the visual shots interesting? Did they really come across as, you know, because, you know, we know it's not real, but did it come across as real?
Yeah, 100%. The explosions were very cool. And every punch, every gunshot just felt so heavy and weighted. You can just feel it if you're in your seat.
And he's so, I don't know, he's so believable as a gunman and, you know, this sort of thing. Did you know he was actually an Olympian? He was actually a diving Olympian for Britain, I think it was. He was in the British Olympic team many, many years ago. So Jason Statham has done a fair few things in his career already.
Wouldn't surprise me. Dude oozes cool.
Yeah, so true. Now, did you know it was written by Sylvester Stallone, co-written this movie?
I actually did not. That took me by surprise. But so Stallone has written some absolutely incredible films.
Yeah. And he's been in a lot of incredible films too. Might I add.
He's been a king now.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I don't know. Like Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone. Who do you think's more of a badass in one of these movies? You know, like, yeah, I don't know. I think they could, yeah. I think.
Well, they work together in Expendables.
True.
And they did.
I think they're on a very similar level of coolness.
Which is very true. Yeah. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone, he wrote Rockies. He did heaps of movies. And starring in it, it must be very hard to write a movie, direct, and also star in a movie. So good on Sylvester for that.
So aside from Jason Statham, was there any other standout performance in the movie, Zane, that you think really made it? You know, somebody that, yeah, I guess, you know, maybe somebody really close to him in the film. Who do you think was really strong?
I believe Michael Peña delivered a really awesome performance as the grieving father. I think he really sold it, and you could kind of relate to his character quite a bit.
He's the boss of the construction company, isn't he?
Right. The dad of
the daughter
abducted girl. Yep.
Yep.
And seeing his grief, it hits you.
Yeah, because I must say, I like David Harbour. I think he was great in Stranger Things.
He's great in everything.
He was in something just recently, and is it coming out? Thunderbolts, it's coming out soon. I watched the trailer of that.
Thunderbolts
soon,
mate, yeah.
And, yeah, he looks really good in that. Like, he just fits that part so well. So it's good that he can fit into all these different movies.
Absolutely. He's one of my personal favourites.
And, you know, I think he'll go a long way now that Stranger Things is over and done with. He's going to just go big time in the movie industry.
Oh, we still got one more season of Stranger Things.
But it's finished after that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, one more season. I think they're done after that.
Yeah.
So if you were an action fan, Zane, this is definitely one you've got to tick off the bucket list, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you're into this genre of film, this is definitely a must watch.
Yeah, especially if, like, I liken it to, yeah, you get those movies like Taken with
Liam Neeson,
and it's very similar storyline where the daughter goes missing, you know, she's involved in a trafficking ring and whatnot, and he tries to find her, and anybody that gets in the way or doesn't divulge information, he takes them down. So you're seeing something very similar. But, I don't know, Jason Statham seems to be like he's I think at the moment, like, he seems to be a bit of a flavour, doesn't he? Like, he's one of those ones that at the moment everyone's really watching closely. So, yeah, I think it's one of these.
Never gets old.
No.
He's got a winning formula. He does.
And I think he plays this kind of role. This is his kind of role, isn't it? Like, it's that kicking butt type of role, isn't it? Where, you know, he's chasing somebody down. Yeah, yeah.
Very stylistic. He has, very cool.
Yeah, he has given a go in comedy as well, in Spy with Melissa McCarthy and Miranda Hart. He was good
brilliant in that.
He was playing. Yeah, he was. He was playing the, not the dumb spy, but, you know, he played that role quite well.
He played the cliche very well.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I think action, this is his role. Like, this is what he should stick with. And we know it's going to be a good movie. And I have to say, the amount of people have been coming in just because it's him in the movie this week has been insane. So, which is great.
You know, I can see it being a very popular title amongst action fans.
Well, So A Working Man and Homefront, which also stars Jason Statham. This is a question that came from our Talking Flickster from last week, Chloe, and she said that both written by Sylvester Stallone. Are the two movies very similar? So when you look at Homefront v A Working Man, are you getting, and they do have a lot of similarities about them. Do you see that?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like most Jason Statham movies, you can see a distinct similarity in that they're all stylistic action movies. And he kind of plays that retired or just endearing action person quite well. So you can definitely draw some similarities, but they're both equally awesome in their own special way, I'd say.
Okay, well, it's time to ask you the big question. I'll ask JT to open the freezer while I dive in. Thank you so much.
So it's been fixed.
I'm gonna give you 5 Choc Tops, Zane. How many Choc Tops are you gonna give a working man?
I would give it 5 out of 5.
Whoa! Oh my goodness, hold on, Matt. Jeez, 5. We were saying last week, Mr. Lee, weren't we? How good would it be if we could give away 5 this week?
Yeah, we were. And that's the second movie this year so far that we've had 5 out of 5.
Yeah, how good is that, mate?
Wow.
Okay, so, yeah, that is awesome, isn't it? So that's enough to get me to head along to see it this weekend. How good?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, if you're going in expecting a artsy, award-winning style film, then it's probably not your cup of tea. But if you're looking for something to enjoy, sit back, enjoy some popcorn, and just get lost in the world, this is definitely something you got to see.
Edgier seat type stuff, do you reckon? Like, there's a lot of...
Absolutely. You know, yeah,
that's good. I love that. That's great. Yeah. That's what keeps you hooked.
Awesome action sequences, cool one-liners. It ticks all the boxes for an action fan.
And that's the best thing you're saying at the cinema, because when you're at the cinema, you're there for the duration of the movie. You're concentrating on what's happening on the screen, and that's it. Like, you don't get disturbed. You just watch it and you go, yep, that was good. And that's a good thing to be talking about it afterwards with your mates and all that. So, yeah, thank you, Zane.
It's a movie that puts a smile on your face.
Oh, even better. Now, Zane, next week we've got Riley heading off to see a Minecraft movie. Do you have a question for him, please?
So Jack Black stars in Minecraft, and as we know, Jack Black has one hell of a catalogue of classics. How does Minecraft stack up compared to those?
Yeah, he's been in some great movies, Jack Black. I think this is... Sure,
he has.
Yeah, and look, just look at the trailer. It looks like he plays the role perfectly. So I'm looking forward to going and seeing this one. Yeah, it should be great.
Absolutely. Looks like
beautiful.
And Jason Moana, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Jason Moana. Close enough.
He was in Moana. Oh, God, I'm having a shocker.
Yeah, not good. I think we should just play the music, Mr. Lee. I think that's... Let's get you off.
I think I need some words of wisdom to help me settle.
Oh, I think you do need some words of wisdom this week. hold on. Should we do the sell before we go? Do you want to do the plug before we go? Yeah.
I better. Look, if you want to become a talking flister, all you got to do is head to theforum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on Talking Flicks and fill in the form, and you'll be on the podcast just like Zane. Doing a review.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for letting me do that plug.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having me, gents.
Thank you so much, Zane. And, mate, we do know you've been a bit under the weather this week. So, mate, thank you very much for your time, and we hope you get well, mate. So go and hop in bed.
That's the plan.
Good man. All right, Miss Lee, I will give you some words of wisdom, okay? And
yes, please.
Enjoy this one. When you can't find someone to follow, you have to find a way to lead by example. Did you like that one? That's Roxanne Gay, that one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Who's that? Oh, no. Someone. Don't ask silly questions, Mr. Lee. all right. Well, I'm going to see you at midday on Friday, okay?
Friday.
Yes. Don't be late, because you were late last week. And it threw everything off. It was awful.
It did.
So please make sure you're there a bit earlier this week, okay?
I will.
Yeah, I'm not counting my chickens. Have a great couple of days. We'll see you on Friday midday. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.